NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Secretary of State John Kerry is attempting to ease tension with Israel over a visit by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli leader accepted an invitation by Republicans to address Congress, one made without consulting Democrats or the White House. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
Relations between Israel and the U.S. have suffered since Netanyahu accepted the invitation to speak before Congress. He's expected to slam efforts by the Obama administration and five other nations to reach an agreement with Iran that would limit its nuclear program. Instead, Netanyahu is pushing for more stringent sanctions. Secretary Kerry defended the talks with Iran, and he said the U.S. and Israel will continue to have a close security arrangement and that Netanyahu is welcome to visit any time.
I talked to the Prime Minister regularly, including yesterday. We are not, we don't want to see this turned into some great political football.
Kerry is due to meet with Iranian officials in Switzerland on Monday for more nuclear talks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people crowded the streets of central Moscow today, marching to protest and mourn the murder of Russian opposition politician Boris Nemtsov. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is there.
They came to mourn Boris Nemtsov, a friend for some, to others an example, a fierce critic of the Kremlin who was killed just beneath its walls. Many, like Alyona, are still in shock.
It's a big tragedy for Russian opposition, for Russian democracy, because Boris Nemtsov was one of the brightest leaders, and he was so much of life in him, and now he is dead.
Opposition voices have been pushed to the margins under President Putin, protests crushed. But today, this crowd was allowed to march through the heart of Moscow. And as they reached the murder spot, they shouted this. Russia without Putin.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Moscow. Lawmakers in Washington start the work week trying to figure out how they will fund the Department of Homeland Security past the 7 days in a stopgap bill passed late Friday night. The House earlier had failed to pass a three-week extension of the spending bill. That has some questioning House Speaker John Boehner's control over conservative Republicans. Boehner told CBS's Face the Nation Friday wasn't a fun day.
It's just messy, and I'm not into messy.
Republican Peter King told ABC's This Week some of his fellow Republicans were self-righteous and he says delusional for opposing the longer DHS funding measure.
There's an element within our party, there's a wing within the Congress, which is absolutely irresponsible. They have no concept of reality.
King is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. Republicans wanted a provision in the funding bill that would undo President Obama's executive action on immigration. This is NPR. The mayor of Austell, Georgia, has come up with a plan to save the city some money and at the same time keep its employees fit. As John Lawrence of member station WABE reports, some workers get paid to work up a sweat.
Employees of Austell, Georgia may soon be offered $5 every day they work out for at least an hour at the city's gym. Mayor Joe Jerkins says offering this money from Austell's general fund will be cost effective.
If they do 100 times, they get $500, which is a good bit of money. But whatever we pay out should benefit the city by lowering the health insurance.
And it will help keep city employees in better shape overall.
I know it won't lower the health insurance, but it should lower the increases each year.
Jerkins says health insurance will cost Austell about $1 million this year. For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Atlanta.
Severe weather is hitting many parts of the U.S. today. The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is seeing a wintry mix with winter storm warnings up for the Washington, D.C. area. Bob Orovic is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
There's not a very strong low associated with it, but with all the cold temperatures across the Northeastern U.S., we do have a lot of winter weather. We've had heavy snow across parts of the Midwest. And currently, the biggest threat from the Mid-Atlantic into parts of the Northeast is for significant ice accumulation.
Bob Orovic with the National Weather Service. And more snow is expected in parts of central and northern New Mexico. That area already got record-breaking snowfall this weekend. Freezing rain in Texas over the past couple of days forced the cancellation of nearly 1,000 flights Saturday, forcing thousands of people to spend the night at the airport. This is NPR.